Hello everyone. In my previous video recording, we discussed how we can effectively use log parser with the help of IIS logs to troubleshoot ASP.NET session loss related issues. One strange issue that we might encounter in our web-based application is session leak. Let's say we have a web-based application wherein we hosted that application in one or multiple servers and we are storing user-related information in the session objects. There might be a possibility that if multiple users are accessing the application simultaneously, user A, when logged into the application, instead of seeing the personalized information which is related to user A, he might see the information of user B. And it's really tricky when it comes to these kind of issues to confirm whether we are running into session leak kind of issues and also to troubleshoot. Because there are multiple reasons for these kind of issues. There might be mistakes in the way we have implemented our session logic, or there could be an issue with the application configuration, or there could be an issue with the server itself, or the issue is maybe because of the network, wherein some intermediate devices are sending incorrect packets to the application. So it is really tricky to find the root cause of the issue and to troubleshoot. And also, when we store personally identifiable information in our application, we might also be interested to proactively monitor whether our application is prone to session leak or whether our application is running into any session leak issues, especially when our application is more aligned towards finance sector or health industry. So we don't have much ways to proactively identify whether our application is running into any kind of session leak. So in this short video recording, we'll discuss how LogParser and IIS logs can help us understanding whether our application is affected by any kind of session leak issues. So we are going to make use of two fields in the IIS logs. Let me quickly open up my IIS. So we are going to make use of two fields in the IIS logs. One is CS username. So this field is going to log in the username of the authenticated user by the IIS. So if we are using any other authentication method except anonymous, we are going to get the username authenticated by the IIS logged in the IIS logs in under the CS username field. And also we are going to use CS cookie. As I mentioned earlier in my previous video recording, we are going to log all the cookies that are passed to IIS by the client machines or by the users. So this is going to include the ASP.NET session ID as well. And if we are using cookieless implementation of ASP.NET session, as I mentioned in my previous video recording, we are going to enable URI query, that is CS URI query, so that we are going to log all the query string related information as well. So what we are trying to achieve here is, after enabling these fields in the IIS logs, we are just going to monitor the application. And whenever we suspect there is a session leak happened, or whenever we receive reports from our user saying that I'm seeing some garbage values, I'm seeing a different username in the application when I log in with my own credentials, or I'm getting a different address, I'm getting a different UI altogether, even though I log in with my correct username and password into the application, we might need to pull out all the log files of our application. If we have one server, we might need to take the IIS log for that particular time from that server. Or if we have multiple servers, we have to pull out the IIS logs from all those servers. And we're just going to check whether there are any ASP.NET common cookies or ASP.NET IDs common between multiple users. Let's say user A and user B has the same ASP.NET session ID. If that is the case, then there could be a possibility that we are running into a session leak kind of scenario. So let me quickly show. I have a web-based application wherein I'm getting reports from my users frequently. So I had pulled out a log file. And I've named the log file as sample.log in my application. So I just want to check whether we are running into any kind of session leak in our application. So I need to run a very simple query in IIS log parser. So what I'm going to check here is, as I mentioned earlier, my input format is IIS W3C, and I'm going to select CS cookie username from my log wherein the CS cookie is not null and CS username is not null, and I'm grouping that by CS username and the CS cookie. So basically I'm just going to group by CS username and CS cookie so that I can easily find whether there are any cookies which are common between multiple users. And if I see any output for this particular query, then there is a possibility that there could be a possibility that I'm running into a session leak kind of scenario. If you look here, my users Harry and Emma are sharing the same session ID somewhere in these logs. So I might go back to the logs and I might need to check the time frame. And if the time frame matches, or if there is an overlap in the time frame or between these requests, then there could be a 100% possibility that we are running into a kind of session leak issues in our application. And also one thing that we might need to remember here is multiple users using the same computer. And if we are using cookies to preserve the ASP.NET session, then our browser might send the wrong cookie for a different user. So we might need to eliminate that possibility as well in our troubleshooting. Even though if we see an output for this query, there might be a possibility that multiple users are using the same machine. So once we confirm whether there is a session leak, then we might need to capture simultaneous network captures between the client server and also all the intermediate device to confirm whether the issue is with the network. And also we might need to include some instrumentation in our code to understand why we are seeing multiple users sharing the same session ID as well. And we might need to take it forward further. And also we can use this as a proactive investigation of whether we are running into any session leak issues in our application, even though we are not receiving any reports from our users saying that my session is getting leaked, or I'm seeing a different user's information when I log in with my own username and credentials. So this is how we can easily make use of the log parser and IIS logs to confirm whether there is a session leak or not in our application. In my next video recording, we'll discuss how we can use log parser to troubleshoot HTTP bad request kind of issues. Thanks a lot for watching this recording.